Hi. Good afternoon. My grandfather was many things to many people. He was a friend, a lawyer, an advocate, a mentor, a federal agent, an athlete, and father, and even the mayor of Worthington. The city he loved so much and is the reason I love Worthington and still call it home today. But to me, he played the most important role. My grandfather. There is no one on this planet that I admire more than my grandfather. From the time I was a little girl, he held me in his hands and he never let go. I was blessed with 41 years with him by my side. He was there for everything in my life. And because of his amazing legacy, I was able to experience a life so enriched with culture and education. I got to travel the world and I got to watch my grandfather rock proudly on his hands down the beach in Hilton Head many times. And I got to experience the most amazing theater and concert experiences you have ever seen. I remember one time on our way to Stratford, Canada for a Shakespeare festival, which we attended every year as a family. But this time it was just myself, my grandma, and my grandfather in the car, and we got stuck in a major traffic jam as soon as we entered Canada. And my grandfather, being the impatient man that he was, even though he would tell you, I have patience I haven't even used yet. Anyways, he decided to avoid that traffic jam and just ride along the berm, you know, drive right around those big, giant orange barrels. And of course, miles down the road, impressively, we got pulled over. And what do you know? He whips out his Mayor of Worthington card along with his Arnold Classic card, and the cop actually lets us go in Canada. I was also able to attend movie sets and movie premieres that very few people ever get to experience in their lives. I had some of the most extravagant and memorable birthday parties because of him. He made my 13th, my 16th, 18th and 21st birthdays, ones only a girl would dream of. He was always humble, and he just smiled and looked on in pride. And he has been there for all 41 of my birthdays since. He was always there. Every school event, every sporting event, all the holidays and the birthdays. He was always there. He taught me the importance of physical fitness. It first started with private tennis lessons with him, which is where my best friend, Nicole, and I actually learned that we hated love, because love in tennis means zero score. By the age of 13, he had me in the gym training with a personal trainer 3 days a week. He always loved to tell us that he worked out every day, even on Christmas. He took pride in his health and fitness and loved being in the gym. From a young age, he also taught me the importance of giving back to your community, and he helped me write speeches for the Worthington City School Board when I was in seventh grade. He actually helped me write tons of speeches and homework assignments over the years. He would summon me over to his house and his home office so we could review the speeches, learn when to pause, when to look up, when to enunciate certain words. And I may have rolled my eyes a few times during these lessons, but I wouldn't be the person I am today if he hadn't cared and he hadn't taken that time to teach me. And I definitely wouldn't be standing up here today giving a speech, I can assure you of that. He actually loved helping me learn so much that he enrolled in college with me at Ohio State back in the early 2000s. Yes, he literally took classes with me. We took linguistics and philosophy together. It was both a love-hate relationship. Having him there in class made it incredibly hard for me to skip. Those two classes are actually, they're the only two classes in college that I never missed a day of, and that's really impressive with my track record there. He would have me meet him right before the exams every day to review outside the classroom hall. One day in linguistics class, one of the cute girls in there told him he had cool shoes. And let me tell you, we as a family, we heard about it for years. And he always wore those cool shoes. And he wore them till we finally took them away and said, no, grandfather, you can't. Also during my college years, he would take my roommates and I out to dinner every Sunday night so that we could carry on the tradition of our Sunday night family dinners, which we still to this day have our Sunday night family dinners. All the way up until the last Sunday, he was here on earth with us, which we hosted at my house. Anyways, he always took the time to be involved in my life, and he truly loved to get to know all my friends and colleagues, and even their families, and my boyfriends, well, some of them, most of them, huh? He wasn't always fond of some of my choices, which, of course, he always let me know as well. And although I may not have listened to his advice at first, he was always right in the end. His love for my Grammy shined through in everything in his life and truly taught me what true love is. I am envious of the love my grandparents had for each other, and I hope to one day find it myself, but I will not settle. He has shown me what I want and I deserve in life through his daily actions and through his love for his family, and especially for my Grammy. And I take comfort in knowing that he's back in the big gymnasium in the sky with his girl Bunny right now. My grandfather, he also helped me set up my CrossFit MMA gym in Naples. And when I returned home to Ohio, he actually gave me the opportunity to work with him in the Arnold office. I absolutely positively would not be where I am today if it wasn't for him. Even though our time with the Arnold has concluded, I will continue every day to help carry out his legacy and his dream with Olympia, back where it all began for him. Just like life, it comes full circle. He started promoting the Olympia back in the 70s, and I will continue to promote and carry on his legacy throughout the Olympia. I have been blessed with the opportunity to help them create the biggest sports event in the world now with the Olympia. And this is something that my grandfather was very proud of, and myself, along with Jake and Dan and our entire amazing Olympia team, are determined to help carry out my grandfather's legacy and expand our sports exponentially and throughout the globe. As an adult, I now have the memories of him with my son, Jaden. Seeing him light up every time when his great-grandchildren walked through the door is something I will never forget or take for granted. Jaden, he was lucky enough to have his great-grandfather as a role model in his life for 14 years. And that, to me, is almost one of the most important roles he played. The last memory I really have was a Sunday night family dinner about a month ago where he told us his bucket list. It was to go to the Biltmore Estate because my parents had just gotten back from there, and also to go to Las Vegas for the Olympia this year. He told me later that night as I lay there next to him that he was proud of me and he loved me very much. Some people will remember my grandfather for what he did, and some for the sum of the things he said. But what I will remember most was how he made me feel. And that is truly loved, which were the last words he spoke to me. And in the words of William Shakespeare, to die, to sleep, perchance to dream. Ah, there's the rub, for in this sleep of death, what dreams may come. Grandfather, until we meet again, I will look for you in my dreams, and I love you very much. Thank you guys for coming today.